learning Maseches Gittin Daf Nun Hey Mabez, and we're starting two lines from the top. So we have Machlokes Ula on Rav Yehuda. What's the halacha be'etzem midraisa if you bring a stolen carbon? According to Ula, it's not koine midraisa in any case, and according to Rav Yehuda, it is. So Bisham Ula, Hainu Tani Chatos. Lefi Ula, we understand why it said Dafka Chatos, because there, a chatos you eat. The oil you don't eat, the chatos you eat. So therefore, by chatos, it applies the whole idea of that the kind of being upset because they're eating the carbon. So the whole takana is dafka by chatos. By oila, there's no reason to make a takana that's bechaperes because no one's getting upset. So fi ula taka dafka by chatos. El Rav Yehuda, ma'ir chatos fil oil nami. According to Rav Yehuda, what's the takana? Takana is in a case of noida that's not mechaperes. And it's a takanas mizbeach the chum yichil Hashem oichel gzeilos. So oila, of course, oila also is the mizbeach is being oichel gzeilos. Fil oila nami. So the loya boy come, loya boy oila the kol he ella ifil chatos nami the chela v'damu the solid gav mizbeach v'ider kana mochile. You would think maybe chatos where most of it is eaten by the kahanim. Ella chela v'dam go to mizbeach. Maybe there's no chil Hashem there. I feel a hachi. God is shloyim is beach achal gzeilos. If I cared, of course, oila. There's a takana of achal gzeilos, and therefore by noida in mechaperes. But you would think by chatos, there it could be mechaperes kamash v'lon. That there could be chaperes kamash v'lon. That even there, since it's chel and dam, it is a takana shloyim is beach achal gzeilos. Tanan, now bring on Mishnah. See, could you read the Mishnah for Rabbi Yehuda? It says, Tanan, achatas hagazula, shloi noida l'rabim, something that was stolen and brought as a chatas and no one knew about it. She mechaperes. It's mechapi. You know why? Because tikkun mezbech. Mishnah l'ula nicha. You know why it works? Really, yish kdi le'kani. Only works because tikkun mezbech, which means tikkun of the kanim. El Rabbi Yehuda, ibchon bayalei. It should be the opposite. That the reason why noida, if you know about it, mechaperes, because tikkun mezbech, not loi noida. So that's where you're right. Hachinami comes. It's going on a diik. That loy noida mechaperes, and diik is noida, but if you know about it, mechaperes. Mipnei tikkun mezbeach. Of course, tikkun mezbeach. Let's read the Mishnah. So to each man, the other shtikkun lo daichik. Ula is tikkun daichik because really tikkun akanim. So we said it means like a domino effect, tikkun mezbeach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, tikkun mezbeach is going on a diik. And what the Mishnah does not say, that noida and mechaperes is because tikkun mezbeach. Most of Rav has a kasha. We have here a Mishnah Baba Kama says like this. Gonav, someone stole. Okay, someone steals, he pays kefil. And if he steals something and then is shechset or sells it, he pays dal vahe. Depends if it's a shor or a seh. But he pays dal vahe. So gonav, dal vahe means four or five times the geneva. Gonav, someone stole and then he was makdash it. Afterwards, he shechted or sold it. You don't pay four or five times. Why not? Because hektish. By hektish, you don't pay four or five times. You don't pay a dal v'hei. V'toni Allah, and we have a price on this, that you know how hektish it is? V'toni Allah, v'chutz ke'gam erish koris. If you take it and shechted it outside the Meis Mikdash, you chayev koris. Which means, the halach is, you only chayev koris on a carbon that's royal l'mezbeach. Which means that this carbon is royal l'mezbeach. That's what's moving over here. And the problem is, the lechayr here was a stolen animal. So how in the world did it become to the level, v'yamash yik delekhani, karas ma'yavidita? If you hold yish like delekhani, like ula, if you hold yish not kaina, it's not right for carbon, so karas ma'yavidita. How you gonna ask me, huh?
What is
machar
doing here?
What is machar? No, it's the halacha. Tavach ha-machar, no dal v'hei with tavach ha-machar. No, tavach ha-machar, no dal v'hei. Now, the Tani Allah, there's a bris in this. By the way, this carbon, if you bring it mechutz, is chayav karas. There's two separate halachas. There's dim dal v'hei, machar tavach. So here, so you mean to ask is that lechayra here? Why don't you ask Bnei Abay? If it's not hektish, so machar tavach machar should be chayav dal v'hei. That's really that's okay. Bnei Abay is shver. Why do you have to ask a kasha from the Tani Allah? It's not really shver. It says tavach machar is pata. It's not hektish according to Ula. So on that, Rashi answers. And Tosafos also says the same thing. Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. That's not shver. Why? Because we said yish kedi is kind all over. So there, that's pasha. That's hektish. Klape din dalve. It's pasha. That's hektish. But here we want to say that not only is it hektish the gavri dalve hey that you pasha dalve hey, it's also hektish that it can bring a carbon because you chayav karas. That's very shver. Because Ula holds that yish kedi is like kani the gavri carbon. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is we amas yish kedi like kani karas by avidai. Why the chayav karas? So is it here to kasha, Maji? Lachar, why chayav karas? It's not hektish, it's got a carbon. It's not ready to bring as carbon. Amar Rav Shizbi, Karis midivrayim. And what it means is that you chayiv karis midirabbanan. Achicho alheh. Karis b'mi'ika. Such thing as karis midivrayim. The rabbanan can make a karis. What's going on over here? Amalu Rabba, Gav Rabba Amamilsa. If a Gav Rabba says something, let's chichala. Don't laugh in it. Try to figure it out. What he means to say is Karas Shaidei Devrayim Basala. It's a Karas that came out of Devrayim because Ukmu Rabbanim Rishus to get Chayavala. The Maisa, the Rabbanim put it into the Rishus of the Ganif in order that he should be Chayav Karas. So Rashi learns it means like this: get just like they were Ukmar Rishus in Kapara. Here also, Knasi the Kansu of a Hefkav and Hefkav of Kitcha. They made a Knas that it should be Kaddish, Legabi being Chayav Karis outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Tais has a problem that Tais the Rav Sekeich doesn't like that. He says, because even if someone else shechs it, you Chayav Karis. So it's not a Knas to him. So Tais says, it's more Pashat. He says that since by Loi Noidel Rabim, Okmur Rishusei, that because Loi Yekanim had saved him, so now, automatically, it's yours, and you v'chayiv hashaych t'vechutz. Because on Maisa, if you bought it as a carbon, it's a good carbon. So because the hefka bezin hefka they made, that it's a good carbon. So if it's a good carbon, so therefore, automatically v'chayiv karis b'vechutz. That's the Gemara's teretz to answer the kashan ula. The kashan ula was, why chayiv karis ay yish kedi? Is not enough for a carbon. It's only because takan of kahanim. So Gemara says, no, since the Fibonacci is learning, since it's takan of kahanim, they were misakin that this is the takana of kahanim, so therefore it was your shos. Therefore, you chayiv karis also if you makdash it. Amar Rava, it's good. Amar Rava, what was he stole a shot with machar? No, Amar Rava, havadai kama boyle. Avadam shayla, havadai kama boyle. Ki ukmar rabbanu meshusa. Now we're saying that when he's makdash it, it's his shos, right? It's his. So is this when we say now that yish is kaina? Is he kaina now meshas the yish or not? From Shaskaneva or not? Amar Rava, how about the kambayli? Ki ukmar rabbanu meshusa meshaskaneva or meshaskaktisha? Like when shas the hekdash becomes yours, or once you makdash it, so it's a megal mafreya that was yours the whole time. What's an afkamina? Lamai afkamina. Legizav alosaf has any avlodis or any yeshir of the wool before this? Is it yours or not? My hodam rabba mestar b'mashasikdishes lo yichay neskir. It doesn't make sense that you would give him make out the kana that's his. The mamonis is his from before because lo yichay neskir chay should not be in that game. Ah, you're gonna ask me a kasha lechayra. Here taka it's his. We said that the guy be called current hula yishkidis kani. So it's taka his. Tosis asks his kasha on this whole pshat, and of course he wants to slug up pshat. Tosis asks, look, Tosis after Nehem and Aleph, Demas Chama. He says, "V'ilu ula you yish kain na imil." Tosis says, "Ha'karcha m'shas yish, dinam m'shas k'neva, because yisav l'sav di dayava." So he has a problem. What's the Gemara Shaila? He asks about kasha, and the Rishonim tries a different terutzim. Hakaponim ad kan this Gemara until the Mishnah. I just want to point out that I said before that Charesha, someone that I said Charesha, the brother married off. Charesha would mean someone who's not a badass. If she marries herself off, it's also only Kedushin the Rabbanon. Her brother has no right to marry off. I was just saying if her brother helped her, or the case is that Charesha is not a badass, the halacha is her Kedushin, no matter what, if she's not a Ketana anymore, no matter what, and she doesn't have a father, no matter what, the Charesha, the halacha is that a Charesha is a Kedushin the Rabbanon. Zoktenu Mishnah. Loi hoyu sekrikim bi Yehuda barugi mechama. There were no sekrikim in Yehuda in the time of Harugi Mechama. What's the time of Harugi Mechama? That was the time of the Churban Abayis when Titus came and laid siege on Yerushalayim. There was no sekrikim then. What are sekrikim? Sekrikim is these goyim who were murderers and people used to be scared for their life. And in order to save their life, used to give karka to the sekrikim and that quieted them down. That placated them and they didn't kill the person. So there was no sekrikim Yehuda barugi mechama. Marugim Mechama Ve'elech. Yes, but Sekrikim. From Marugim Mechama and on, there were Sekrikim. And we'll see tomorrow what exactly that means, that there was no Sekrikim in times of Titus and after the war. But Marugim Mechama Ve'elech, yes, but Sekrikim, there are Sekrikim. Now, what's the halacha of a Sekrikim? So now, Sekrikim, when you give a field to a Sekrikim, really, you're not really giving it the Leif Shalom, you're forced to give it. So, okay, it's that. Lokach mis Sekrikim. So now, Sekrikim puts up his field on auction. He puts up the property. He doesn't need 1,000 properties. He puts it up for sale. And a yid bought it from him. And Lamai said, just to be sure, v'chaz v'lokach v'abayis. He also goes to Baal Bayis and says, you know, I'm buying it from you also. The loch is mechoy batal. the mekach is bottle. Why? Because we say that the Baal Bayis agreed to sell it is because he was scared of his sekrikim. Or he figured that it's better if it gets sold to this guy, I have a bigger chance of getting it back than getting it back from his sekrikim. So therefore, either way, there's no raya that he agreed to sell it because it was already stolen by the sekrikim. So therefore, there's two reasons why we're saying maybe it doesn't mean to sell it. Either because he's scared of sekrikim or because he thinks the second guy is easier. But if Mebala Bayis, he first bought it from the Bayis, and then because of the Sekrikim, then he bought it from Sekrikim, so then you can't say that the Baal Bayis is scared of Sekrikim, when first the Baal Bayis. So there, Mecha Kayim. There, the Mecha is Kayim.
So he bought it from them, and then he sold it, then he gave it to the
Sekrikim? So we'll see the Gemara later on Daf. But here the case was, he bought it first from the Baal Bayis, and there's no Raya anymore. Similar case, because it's the case where you buy from one and the other one. So the case is like this. Let's say I have a field that's meyuchad for the ksuba. And really the isha has the shibud on this. So here we have Reuven went to the ish and bought that field. And Maisi knows the isha has first dibs on this. So he goes to the isha and says, I want to buy from you also. Why? Because the isha katayna, I'm trying to make my husband happy. But v'lokach mele isha. Then you bought it from the isha. Then it's kaim because he can't say she's doing a favor for her husband. They bought it first from the isha, and they weren't divorced yet. They bought it from the isha and then from the ish, and mecha kaim again, same type of reason before. Because we buy from them first, it's not a raya. You're making the sekrikim happy. Zu mishter reshaina. So this halacha of sekrikim was the first takana. Bezin shachrayim. Bezdin later came along and said, Amru, halakeach mesekrikim noisein lebailim revia. They made a halacha afterwards, that, and we'll see why. The reason was because what happened was no one was buying from sekrikim. Land of sekrikim owned all the fields, and Eretz Yisrael was being lost. So therefore, they were masakin, if you buy from sekrikim, you could keep it, but you give the bailim a revia, a quarter either of the field or the money. And the reason is because sekrikim always sells it for cheaper, because he wants to get rid of the stuff. So we assume that it's usually a quarter cheaper, and therefore you give a quarter to the Baalim. You give a quarter of the value, either of the field or the money, to the Baalim. And all this is a massage on Shevi'an Likach. If the owner doesn't have money to buy, they get first chance to buy if they have money. Rabbi Yosef Bezdin, Rabbi later on made another Bezdin, Vinimnu, after 12 months by sekrikim, and the owner did not redeem it, called koydim likach zacha. Whoever buys it first is zaycha. Avon noisin lebailim revia, but the bailim takes a revia. He takes a quarter. That's the halacha. What? The difference is that he wasn't koydim chaladam. The right before said that he's koydim chaladam. After 12 months, he is not first. Whoever buys the first is first.
The murderer is trying to sell.
No, the murderer is trying to sell. He doesn't kill himself. He puts it over sale. No, but now, let's say there's two people fighting, and they said, let's say Reuven is the guy who was stolen from, and Shimon is the other guy. Shimon says, I came first. I'm first. Reuven says, no, even though you are first, I buy it. That's halacha. Even though you called the first, it makes no difference. He's koyd mechadim because he's the owner. After 12 months, I guess we're saying, look, he doesn't really care that much, so therefore, after 12 months, we say that other people, there's no call Kalim Zacha. So I think Gemara, it's in the first part of Mishnah, there was no Sekrikim Yehuda Ruga Mechama. So where's the hashtag Ruga Mechama Lohi, but Sekrikim, if in time of Titus there were no murderers, but Ruga Mechama Elech, yes, Sekrikim, you think afterwards there were more Sekrikim afterwards? But Shas, the siege, there's no getting out after there were more Sekrikim? Rabbi Yehuda, no, the Mishnah is like this. Leidonu ba din Sekrikim Kama. The halachas of Sekrikim were not negeh. Why? Because we'll see in a second, at that time, since they were really so scared for their life, they gave it over, belave shalom. They mamish gave it over. It's mechakayim did. The Amar of Asi, shalom gzeres gazu. That at that time, there were three gzeres. It started very bad, but then it got a little better. Gzeres kamaisa called loy katolik tlua. Anyone does not kill a Jew gets killed. So therefore, they were out to kill. So there, when you gave that field to the Sekrikim, you really meant it. Mitzi Asa called the cult Leisei Arba Azuzi. Shahat Taich exactly, but one of the Taiches are that whoever kills Eid gets 4 Zuz, or he has to pay 4 Zuz, but something that they still wanted to kill the Eid. By Sraisa, after that, Called the kotel k'tlu. Anyone who killed the yid got killed. Hilkach kamaisa mitziyasa kivon de katli. Since the first two, but the first two xeris, since they are worried for their life, I give unzi gomer makne. That because there was oinus here, they are makne b'leiv shalom. And we pass the rabbis or taluya v'zovin zvina zvina. If it's a real oinus and he's really scared for his life, he really is going by makne. So here they really gave it over, and therefore there was no din tzikrikim at that time. And if you bought it from tzikrikim, it was yours because there was a real, he really gave it to tzikrikim. But afterwards, take it now. After I'll take it back. He doesn't really give it b'leiv shalom. He's not so scared for his life, and therefore when he gives it to tzikrikim, he's only giving it. Just to get him off his back, he doesn't really mean to give it ligamri, and therefore, there it's not considered a good sale. Now, Tosfos speaks out. The Rambam of Yehuda, Baruch Mechama. Tosfos speaks out from the Yerushalmi. Brishoina gozu shmara Yehuda. Why? V'shemesoyris beyodam avoysam she Yehuda harag Esav. They had a mesoyra that Yehuda killed Esav. I, Frank Moshe, I, Chushim ben Dam. We know the Gemara in Sari says Chushim ben Dam killed Esav, knocked off his head. But Gemara Sach Baila. Tosfos asks the Kasha. Tosfos says, in Sari that says Chushim ben Dam killed him. He says, Shemalei Meis Bo Isa Hakah. He didn't die. Acha Omar Alav Yehuda Bahargoy. Until Yehuda got up and killed him. That's Tosfos says. The whole story, you have to redo the whole story if you Tosfos. That he killed him. Right. He knocked him out. But then he finished him off. Al Kapanim. That was the reason for the Shema, but that was the reason for this Gzeira at the beginning. I might say afterwards they changed the Gzeira.